Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Joining me this morning in our visual radio studio to talk a bit about the Alpine 2 grant for teacher education, Carrie Deswood is here. She is part of the alternative licensure program here at San Juan College. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Patrick Swope is back with us, too, to talk about the Alpine 2 project. He's a mentor with the program. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you both for coming in. And so, Carrie, your job is kind of with San Juan College to coordinate the college's efforts with this new grant. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So I serve as the alternative licensure coordinator, and so there is an interview process to vet these candidates who come into the program, and Alpine 2 is a wonderful funding opportunity from New Mexico Public Education Department.
Right, and so we should mention that this is all part of an idea to get more teachers trained in teaching, into the profession, into the classroom, and this grant really helps make that pretty affordable, very affordable, I would say, and kind of streamlines the process. Is that a good way to describe it, Patrick?
Right. It covers the cost of tuition, and so that entices people to come in. And because they're alternative licensure, that means they have a degree from some other field, but they may be interested in teaching. And so those are the candidates, those are the kind of people we're looking for, highly qualified people from other fields who think, maybe I want to become a teacher. I've always thought about becoming a teacher. This is a way that they can get into the program and then become a teacher for the first time.
Right, and do it fairly quickly, right? Isn't that idea too?
That's right. It's about a 2.5 year or maybe less, that they can enter the program and then become a teacher.
Yeah, so once candidates come into the alternative licensure program, I mean, the average time to get through the program could be about a year, so maybe 3 to 4 semesters.
Okay.
It really, and that's the beauty of our program sequence, is that, I mean, the candidates really can tailor it to their needs. We do primarily work with teachers who are actively out teaching, and so there might be some semesters that they're extremely busy and can't take as many credit hours, and then other semesters where maybe they can.
Right. That's how it works. And so this alternative licensure program that I know, Carrie Deswood, you work with a lot, is kind of designed, and as Patrick said, for folks who already have maybe some kind of a bachelor's degree, a 4-year degree, that maybe in a different profession but want to get into teaching. And this is a faster way to do that.
Yes, absolutely. So it is the only post-baccalaureate program here at San Juan College. And so one of the requirements is candidates do have to have a bachelor's degree in their field of expertise.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this kind of adds on, this Alpine 2 then adds on to that program to help cover some of those costs.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful funding opportunity for our teachers. As Patrick said, I mean, it takes care of tuition, but I think and then some. And so the other part of it, too, that is really nice is that the Alpine grant helps with professional development opportunities, and there is a strong mentorship component to it, which I'll let Patrick talk about because he is our lead mentor for that Alpine grant.
Right. And so, Patrick, talk to me a little bit about that. Is that some, like, on-the-job training or helping these new teachers who are in the classroom find themselves?
When you begin teaching, teachers discover very quickly how strenuous it is, how taxing it is, the time. Teaching is hard work. Teaching is hard work. And I can bring my experience. I taught for over 25 and a half years over in Aztec School District, and I mentored teachers, and I've had student teachers before, and so I know what it's like to help somebody along who is just trying this out for the first time. And I go out to the schools and I visit with these candidates who have qualified through the Alpine Project or Alpine Project 2, and I help them along. I I help them to survive it, but then we also want to help them to thrive.
Sure.
You know, not just survive.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say that, I mean, I know teaching is challenging, and it's certainly, as you mentioned, hard work. But for folks who are coming from another field, it's probably just different work.
It is.
Wouldn't you say? It's maybe not quite as, it could be as challenging as what they were doing before, but certainly in a different way.
When you get a degree from some other field, you may be an expert in content, okay? But the difference is when you become a teacher, you now have to present that content. And that, you know, that's a whole new methodology.
Sure.
And so that's where we can help them to be able to present the content so that their students can best learn the content.
You know? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are certainly ways to be effective in the classroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe that's different from being in a cubicle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, completely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There's never a dull moment. You're busy all the time as a teacher. You don't have time to just kind of space out and, you know, look out the window.
No, no.
Those students are going to engage you. They're going to challenge you. And in turn, you're going to learn a lot.
So, right.
Yeah. And it'll be fun, too. I mean,
right. And I know every teacher that I talk to is always, I mean, they're in it because it's so rewarding, because it's a passion, because they really have that drive to want to see those little light bulbs go off over those kids' heads and know that they get the concept.
Yeah, that is one of the greatest joys of teaching, is to see you're taking somebody who doesn't know anything, and you're taking them to a spot of where they do now know something. And that's a great thing to watch. It is a really super. That's what's magical about teaching.
Sure. And Carrie Deswood, again, sharing your passion for education with some of these candidates that are coming in for your alternative licensure program and this Alpine program, too. I mean, it's got to be great to kind of see and share that with these other folks coming from other industries.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have about 14 years of teaching experience. I actually used to teach at Farmington High School and have been teaching at San Juan College. And so, I mean, we try to share our experiences with these candidates and, provide mentorship in that way. So, and then we also have a nice, robust staff in the alternative licensure, in addition to our project manager, Abena McNeely.
Right. Well, let's talk about the grant and these opportunities that it presents itself. So these are opportunities to teach with the Alpine 2 now in more local school districts than the first grant that we talked about a few months ago, if I remember correctly.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah.
So Project Alpine 2, it was written up mostly by Alexis Domey, and what she has done is she has been able to bring in more schools in Project Alpine 2. So we went from just Farmington and CCSD to now Bloomfield, Aztec, and even more.
And some of the BIA schools, BIE schools, right?
That's right. And we've just learned that if any candidates are not in any of those schools too, we have a way, you know, we have to circumvent and, you know, figure out a way to do it, but we can get just about anybody now.
Okay.
This is what I heard yesterday. Yeah. So.
And so explain that to me then. If someone's coming and says, I want to teach here.
If somehow they aren't in, there are many schools besides Aztec, Bloomfield, Central, you know, Farmington, then the BIE. And we only had certain schools within each district. Like Aztec, there was only Park Avenue. There was only Aztec High School.
I see.
But now it's opened up to everybody.
I see. Understood.
But with, you know, the caveat that we have to, do some extra paperwork to get them into the program if that's one of the...
Sure.
One of the reasons they're not in it.
Yet. And the idea is to find these teachers to work in these schools that have a Native American student population or minority student population. Isn't that part of this grant as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. That's what's so special about this area.
And so with this grant, then let's talk dollars and cents a little bit about what the grant helps to pay for these individuals. And so if I wanted to sign up, if this radio thing isn't working out for me... And I wanted to find another career with my bachelor's degree in broadcasting. I could come and apply for alternative licensure with this Alpine 2, and then what happens from there? And please be nice to me.
Well, Scott, I think we'd love to have you as a teacher. So anytime, you know where my office is located.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, so there definitely is a process. I think that as far as the funding part of it, Patrick had mentioned that tuition is primarily covered in addition to books and fees as well.
Right.
And I don't know if we have an extension of that. Is there a component that also covers maybe mileage?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Okay.
But at least the major expenses
we
are
know
covered.
For sure. Right. Tuition is covered, mm-hmm. and other like books and expenses, yeah, mm-hmm. for anything that has to do with your classes that you're
right.
taking, right?
Okay.
So and that is a great deal.
Sure. And that's the idea. And then for the next
that's right.
2 years, 2.5 years, or however long it takes me to get through the classes,
right.
then yeah. my tuition and my books and fees are at least paid for
that's
through this grant.
Yeah. Right.
And that's how it works, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the best thing to do is if you are a teacher or someone maybe who wants to go into the teaching field, definitely come and talk to us, visit our office. You can also talk with Patrick, mm-hmm. any one of our team members you can speak to. But really, that would probably be the first step, right, is to ask questions, give us a call, and see maybe if you would qualify. Right. And then we'll go from there. And really, I mean, I think one of the best things that, like Patrick said yesterday, we got news that this scholarship opportunity has been extended to other area schools. Mm-hmm. And so if you think that you might qualify, just pick up the phone or stop by our office.
There you go. And we've got some contact information on the screen right now for folks. Carrie, they can call you at 566-3442.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to do that. And these other individuals that are on here, same thing. They would all be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abena, as you mentioned, McNeely, and she's got an email address on the screen for folks who are watching us, which is McNeelyA@samlincollege.edu. Jessica Finch, 566-3044.
Right.
And then Carrie's number there again. And Patrick, do you have a number, or do you have a way to get people get a hold of you, or should they go to these other folks?
My email, yeah.
Okay.
So swop@sanjuancollege.edu. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And that would be another way where folks can contact you and ask questions.
Right. We wanted to like not have too many people to contact, so it'd be easier for them. But they're welcome to contact me, of course.
Right.
Any one of us, we can help you with the application.
Sure.
Process.
And there's a website as well, which we're showing too, which
is
sanjuancollege.edu/projectalpine2.
Yep. If you just go to the San Juan College website, do a search for Project Alpine, it'll come up.
So, okay.
Yep.
Very, very good. And so talk to me a little bit about the first Project Alpine and how that has been going, because that's what we talked about the last time, Patrick.
We started small,
right.
And I had four candidates, and at the end of the year last year, we just got it rolling,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I was able to go out to their schools and visit with them and begin to mentor them. And then we're continuing to mentor those Project Alpine, the first
one.
Project. Yeah, that's right.
Right,
one. And then I've got new candidates who have qualified through Project Alpine 2, which I am now going out to those schools and visiting with them.
Very good.
And so tomorrow I go to Newcomb to visit a teacher who's a candidate from last year.
Nice.
And so and we're continually adding. We're slowly we are capping it at about 24. And I would love to get to that number. That would be fantastic.
Well, right.
That would be fantastic.
But there's only one of you, so you've got to cap it at some point.
Well, there's me, but there's also Abna.
You've got some
And
more.
So if we get more people in, then she can mentor also.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But those original four are doing well, and they are excited, and they're enjoying this new experience, this new career that they have they've now completed or are in the classroom now?
Yes, yep. They're still continuing. So.
Right.
They're still here.
They're still here. That's right.
That's good news.
I believe that most of them are doing really well. Yeah. And it's nice that I can be there to support them.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that in the alternative licensure program, again, Carrie Deswood, that you work with here at San Juan College, it's the same kind of thing, right? And if there's someone that wanted to work in a different school district and maybe not qualify for Project Alpine, they still could certainly sign up for alternative licensure.
Absolutely, we take candidates all throughout the year. And it just really takes a matter of just reaching out, and we'll help through that process, which I think can sometimes be a challenging process if you don't really know the answers, or if you don't know who to talk to, and we definitely help guide you through that process. And I just also want to add that I feel like with this particular grant and really our program, there is a strong mentorship component to it that I think sets it apart, and as opposed to just saying, well, here's your money, you know,
yeah,
now go.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, and so I know Patrick travels around to mentor, and we also offer resources within our office and really just do whatever we can to help these teachers be as successful as possible with our students.
Well, I think it's important, too, because as we mentioned, you've got folks that maybe have spent the last 10 years, 20 years, or longer in a different career, and they're making a big leap of faith, kind of. And they've always thought about teaching, and here they are, and they're going to school and gaining the background, but they're still wondering, you know, what you learn in a classroom is maybe in a classroom when you're a student is certainly different than when you're in a classroom as a teacher and running the show, kind of a thing. And so it's important that these mentoring and mentors are available to help these individuals, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And you've got a friend in me. It is tough. It is overwhelming. So many demands are placed on these teachers, and so you need to manage your time and prioritize what you need to be focusing on, and so that's what I can help them do. I can help them prioritize and see, you know, how to navigate all of it, because it's tremendous, but it's so worthwhile, so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's worth it.
Right. and I would assume that's what you're hearing from these candidates that are now in the classrooms from the first Alpine grant, right?
Yeah, when they begin to have successes, that's when they say thank you. Yeah, so,
That's great. And Carrie Deswood, again, with your contacts with these students who are going through the program and finding themselves in the classroom and being helped along the way, I mean, it's got to be great to have the resources and the support from your office and others to help them succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'm seeing, I'm relatively new in this position. The former ALP coordinator, Michael Thompson, definitely have I have some large shoes to fill with that. But the candidates, I mean, by and large, as Patrick had said earlier, that they have the content knowledge. So maybe they had an engineering background or a background in law enforcement. And so we definitely want to tap into the knowledge that they have and that they bring to our program. But we also want to just nurture and help to develop and refine the teaching skills, like, for example, with classroom management and how do you engage students and such.
Sure. And I know I speak with many of the superintendents from the districts and the county every month on KSJE right here, and I'm always amazed at what they're bringing into the classroom and working with their teachers and the teachers, I think, and I think in education totally we're learning more about the different learning styles of students, and not every student maybe learns at the same pace and the same way, and to be a teacher to understand all those differences and intricacies in your classroom is something to really be interested in and taught and celebrated when it goes right, and we're seeing some of that in some test scores and things like that, and that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
These days, so that's wonderful. Now, with this grant, if folks want to apply and contact you, it's a rolling deadline, right? They can apply anytime.
That's right.
Is that how it works? And then when we talked about the school districts, is there certain grade levels that they can choose to teach in, or is it just decide from how they do in the classes, or how does that get determined?
It's all grade levels, but it also can depend on what positions are available. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and just to add on, for the alternative licensure program, we do have three tracks. And so we have an elementary track, a secondary track, and then a special education track. Okay. And so those are things that we would talk about with potential candidates to see which they prefer. And in some cases, we do have candidates who decide to pursue more than one track. So they want to have that flexibility of not only teaching in an elementary classroom, but also maybe one day teaching in a secondary classroom as well.
Sure. Got you. And so again, if you know that or ask those questions, that can help fine-tune some of the classes that these people will be taking, these students will be taking?
Yes,
absolutely.
And finding out where they're going to be going. So
That's
great. What else should we add before we run out of time together this morning
about
this
program? Well, I'd like to add that it's a kind of a misconception. People, when they started to apply, they didn't realize that you have to be in the alternative licensure program in order to receive the benefits of Project Alpine too.
I see.
So
okay, good point.
Yeah, that's they would come in and think, hey, I want to be Project Alpine. Well, are you in alternative licensure? No. Then that was a little bit of a misconception. So I'd like to clear that up.
Sure.
You do need to become a part of the program in order to receive the benefits of the grant. So
good point. So So people need to come see you, Carrie.
Yeah,
first.
That would be the first stop, is to come to our office and visit with me. There is a process, an interview process to get into alternative licensure. And we'll start with that.
That's
and
right.
Then from there, then we'll connect you with ABINA or with PAT.
Very good. But that's a great thing to remind people about. Any other misconceptions when people do stop by, or that's the big one?
Yeah, I'd just like to encourage people to really think about it, because if you'd ever thought about becoming a teacher, this is just a great pipeline. You could get right into it, and there are people here to help you with that. And so I'd just like to encourage people, if you've ever thought about becoming a teacher, this might be your ticket. Mm-hmm.
Well, very true. And again, the fact that you can get your tuition paid for and your books and fees paid for, and and really do this on and get out into the classroom in a pretty quick fashion.
I think it's a nice benefit. Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
In a high quality program as well.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what we've heard from the time here at San Juan College, that alternative licensure program really does a great job.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Getting folks out there. Let me show the contact information again for the folks that we've been talking about this morning. Carrie Deswood is there at 566-3442 if folks want to give you a call. Again, the other folks are there as well, ABINA McNeely and Jessica Finch. And again, Patrick, we can email you as well.
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. Thank you both for coming in this morning to talk to me, Scott, about this great opportunity for folks.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, this was great.
You're very welcome. It is the Alpine 2 grant here at San Juan College and the Alternative Licensure Program for future teachers in San Juan County and beyond. This is Scott Micklin, and this is KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.